At age 11, Robert Swan knew he wanted to be an adventurer. Inspired by famous polar explorers Roald Amundsen and Robert Scott, Swan wanted to become the first person to walk to both the North and South Poles. People told him he was crazy, but in 1985, after years of raising money, the first part of this adventure could begin. In January 1986, Swan and his team arrived at the South Pole, following a 1,400-kilometer journey through Antarctica's intense conditions. Just 3 years later, Swan put together a new team to head to the North Pole. After walking 1,000 kilometers in 60 days, the team arrived at its destination. Swan, in his own words, became the first person stupid enough to walk to both poles. During those two expeditions, however, Swan noticed some frightening things. At the South Pole, his eyes changed color, and his skin blistered due to a hole in the ozone layer. At the North Pole, 1,000 kilometers from safety, the ice started to melt beneath his feet. This was 4 months earlier than the usual melt season. These experiences made Swan realize something. The poles were in real danger. That feeling never left Swan. He now works to raise awareness about climate change and the ice melt of the South and North Poles. In doing this, Swan hopes that he can not only help in the preservation of these two amazing places, but also in our own survival here on Earth.